Here's Jim Nill, the general manager of the Dallas Stars, off to, well, how would you describe your start at 2-3 through five games, Jim?
Well, yeah, hello, guys. We've played some pretty good hockey. I actually like the way we're playing. We haven't got the results every night that we wanted, but the way we're playing, if we keep at this, I know we're going to start winning more games. So, like I say, you got to be careful. Got to be careful both ways. You like how you're playing, but if you wake up one day and you're 2-8, you're not going to be too happy. But on the flip side, I really believe if we keep playing the way we're playing, we're going to get the right results.
Just the whole perception of Hitchcock coming in, is it from the net out that he's emphasized? And is that maybe a reason why some of your big guys have not produced bigger numbers like we've seen throughout the league?
I'd say it's really just structure throughout our game. And then I'd say a little bit of bad luck, too. We've outshot almost every game we've played. We've outshot teams 2-1. And every night the goalies have been the first star. So I know our big guns are going to start scoring. You know, Radulov's had two or three breakaways, hasn't scored yet. Jamie Benn's had empty nets and has missed them. So I know guys are going to score, but I think a little bit too is we've added, you know, Hitch has got the structure in our game, and I think guys are maybe overthinking sometimes too much. But like I say, the way we're trending, I like the way we're trending, I guess, best way to put it.
So you bring in Ken Hitchcock, and everybody goes along with what Nick's question was, that tighten it up a little bit. Yet the whole league is wide open and scoring goals. How do the players react? Because they want to go, they want to score, and you've got one of the best duos in the National Hockey League in Seguin and Benn.
Well, I think that's probably a little bit of the misconception with Ken Hitchcock. He still wants the offense. It's not like he's choking guys off. We're averaging 35, 40 shots a night. So it's not like we're just sitting back and sitting on a one goal lead. Ken's philosophy is he wants to make sure we manage the puck the right way. And his philosophy is the more you have the puck than the other team, the better chance you have. Now, to do that, you have to have the right structure to make sure you have the puck. And that's really kind of where his teaching comes in. But I think it's a little bit of a misconception to think that Ken Hitchcock's just going to sit back in our zone and do nothing. He's really not coaching that way. He wants the puck. He knows we got high-end guys. And in the end, we just got to start finishing a little bit better here.
I think your team has high expectations this year. I think from the outside, probably internally also, new coach, some new players you brought in. We look at the start, and yeah, we say maybe a little too early. But what's the pressure like on the managerial side to start a season, especially with the changes you've made or additions?
From the managerial side, I'm not too worried about the pressure. That's the game. That's the business we're in, and no matter where you're at. But I think the expectations are, it's a good thing to have expectations. You know, we think we've got a good team. We've got a lot of guys that are in that 25 to 30 year of age group that are starting to hit their primes, and mix that in with some young guys and then some older guys, and I like our mix. So the expectations, that's a good thing. I think when you have to go into a season and know that you're expected to win, I think that's where you want to be in this business.
So what are your expectations then?
Well, I keep telling you, everybody keeps saying, you know, what are the expectations? I think the biggest thing is to get in the playoffs consistently. I think you guys look at the league. You guys watch games every night. I think there's probably 20 to 22 teams out there that have a chance of winning the Stanley Cup. That's how tight it is. It's about making the playoffs and doing it year after year and giving yourself the best chance to win. But it's wide open. Parity is in our game now. And, you got to stay healthy. You got to have good goaltending. And if you get in the playoffs, you're going to have a good chance as anybody to win the cup.
Hey, Jim, we just had an earlier conversation how at times I think the league might have too many skating cheetahs and not enough bulls. I watched Seguin drop his gloves against Colorado, and I'm sitting there going, that's a bull. Did your heart skip a beat there watching that?
Well, I didn't know he's never fought before. He did a little bit in junior, he said, but so I didn't really know what to expect. But you know what? Good for him. you know, he's earned, he's one of our assistant captains this year, and, you know, it's an important part of your team is to step up at the right time, and I think that's part of his maturing process is, you know, he's now killing penalties, he's taking major draws for us, and, you know, he stepped up in that situation when there was a you know, somebody was challenging him to fight. You know, to be a leader on the team, that's what you have to do. And I think that's an important part of his maturing as we move forward.
Jim Nils chatting with us, the general manager of the Dallas Stars, with Ken Hitchcock back behind the fold as they start 2-3 to begin this season. John Klingberg and Ben Bishop, two names of real importance to your franchise. So one is new to the organization, the other one's trying to bounce back. Tell me about their early starts.
Well, Ben's been very good. You know, unfortunately, the first game he got, he took a puck to the head and ended up getting about 10 stitches. So we had to pull him out of the first game, and he missed the second game because of that. But he's been very good. If you look at his stats, he's in the top 10 of all the goalie stats right now. I think he really helps our younger defense out. You know, the way he gets out, stops pucks, and the way he can move it, he's really changed our game that way. So he's been everything we could ask of. You know, he's a good guy in the room. He's been a winner. So he's come in and done the job he's wanted. John Klingberg has come in. He's another guy that has earned an A this year. And so there's, you know, that added expectations for him, and he's grabbing it. He's off to a good start. I believe he's our leading scorer right now. He's been running the power play. So, you know, we're starting to see some of these guys kind of mature into these positions, and you know, you always talk about how you have to take the next step, and to take that next step, it's up to the players, and that's what some of these guys are doing.
Jim, there's only so much of the ice time pie in a game. Jason Spezza, no goals so far this season, and his minutes aren't where we've been accustomed to seeing throughout his career. What do you say to him to get him going? How do you keep him engaged?
Well, Ken's done a good job. You know, he's brought in, you know, you look down our middle and you got Sagan, Spezza, Hanzel, and Faxa. That's four pretty good center icemen that are all used to playing pretty good minutes. And he's done a good job of giving them different responsibilities. You know, he's added with Spezza now. He's very good in the draws. And he now goes out and takes draws on the PK. He's going to be on every power play. And then, you know, depending on the matchups, during the regular shifts. So really our ice time's getting spread around. You know, they're all going to play somewhere around that 13, 14 to 16 minute mark, other than probably Sagan and Ben, who are going to get up into the 18 minute mark. But it gives the coach lots of flexibility. You know, we've also got some guys that are, you know, Devin Shore can play center, Yanmark can play center. So depending on the matchups and when we get on the road, it's going to give Ken a lot of different options to kind of go to. But Jason's been very good. He's accepted these different roles. And, you know, to win it, to be a winning team, you have to have guys, you know, buying into that program.
Host an 0-5 team tonight in Arizona. Do these things, they scare you a little bit as a team goes through this slump like the Coyotes have?
Well, the biggest thing is we got to worry about ourselves. I think if we play our game, we know we got a chance of winning every night, and that's the biggest thing. Is if you're ready to play your game and not looking forward to the two or three games down the road, it's just we have to get some consistency to our game, and we're starting to see that. And so it's really up to us to come out, play our game, set the tone, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there.